Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And we have Larry in the house with us. Yes. Hello, Larry.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. There's, like, lots of parking spaces tonight because we had...
No tent. No tent.
There's no party for us tonight. No food. No.
Where did you wind up? Where'd you wind up parking? Down the street?
Yeah. I was way down the street. Yeah, I was a little scared, and then I couldn't find my keys when I was leaving, and it was dark. And
oh, I should have driven you up to your car.
Yeah, you should have. There's no street lights. Like, I'm used to Dorchester. You know, Dorchester Ave, we have all the street lights. He's blue right there. So we're just trying to find you. Okay, there we go. So you're listening live to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, 781-837-4900. Cindy and I talked last week, and we shifted everything around just because I was really looking forward to having our guest on with us again, and he's here on time this time.
I knew you'd bring that
up. Yes, I know. I just want you to make sure you have your microphone there. So we have Sean Cunning from Sullivan Garrity Donnelly Insurance, and I can say it without the card. I'm pretty good at it, aren't I? But I'll take it anyways. And you are my insurance broker, as I said last week, so you're always there for us. We have all of our automobiles and rentals and everything that we do, right? All
sure.
kinds of, every
Business.
Insurance I have, yeah. So, and you do all of that. Do you want to actually, before we get to Malcolm, it's Malcolm for the weather today, for the traffic, I'm sure, right? Do you want to just tell everybody what areas you service and all the insurances that you take care of?
Sure. The office I work out of is out of Cohasset, downtown in the Village. I really cover all of New England, but I really kind of specialize in the South Shore, Cape and Islands, coastal properties, businesses.
And that's why we wanted you, because of the coastal stuff. Because I was talking to you just about, you know, the renter's insurance or, no, something to do with Casey's car and parking, and it was a nightmare, but whatever. Not because of you, but because of, you know, a 23-year-old. So, and I had asked you, with all the storms down south and over in Texas, is it going to impact anybody in this area? And you said that.
Well, it... Some of the carriers are taking a hit, definitely.
Yeah,
there was a few. But overall, most of the carriers that we do business with in the state don't have a big presence down there. So which
we don't
have
to worry about it then.
Yeah, as much. So, yeah, it definitely turned into a hurricane checkup month. Everybody called and wanted to know what their hurricane deductible would. What if this, what if that? And it's been an interesting 4 weeks. We do have a lot of clients in Florida as well. So we're busy. Thank God most of them were in good shape. But we did have... Did have one that just did a beautiful job landscaping, about $200,000 worth of landscaping in Naples, and it's all gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So unfortunately, insurance doesn't really cover landscaping.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's actually sort of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it is very expensive.
If you think about it, right.
Yeah. So speaking about landscaping, I'm sure that it's very flat with red lights, and everyone's looking at them right now. Malcolm, how's the traffic looking?
Yeah, you just described it perfectly, Sharon. Good evening to you. This report is brought to you by Reebok Spartan Race, and if you're heading down Route 128, that's exactly what you'll see. From Winter Street down to the Mass Turnpike, again, Highland Avenue, most of the way into Braintree. On the northbound side, it's slow from the expressway up to Route 24, again, Route 9 up past the Mass Turnpike. On Route 95, you've got delays from 128 down through Norwood, again, Route 1 down past 495. Route 3, some stop-and-go getting off the expressway, which is tied up down through Savin Hill, again, before Granite Avenue. Northbound from Braintree up through Neponset, again approaching the O'Neill Tunnel. Hey, Spartan fans, Spartan Race is coming to Fenway. The shortest distance race is also a favorite for new and returning racers. Use promo code Fenway for 20% off. Register now at Spartan.com. This report brought to you by Reebok Spartan Race. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at TalkRealEstateRadio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Welcome back to all our South Shore neighbors. This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. It seems really quiet in here today. I don't even know why, doesn't
Maybe
it?
Maybe because it was so busy last week.
Oh,
there were
yeah.
people walking
oh
up and down the halls yeah. during the show, and we had the door open. And
yeah, we were laughing great, yeah. and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sean, we do videos now, so there was a video of us explaining to people that you'd be on the show today. So, But I know some of the topics we're going to talk about are really important things. So, again, we have Sean Cunning on with us from Sullivan Garrity Donnelly Insurance Agencies. 781-837-4900. If you have any questions about your insurance, especially, I mean, I know you don't only do this, but you are one of the best when it comes to those coastline properties. I didn't even know that you did things in Florida. So I guess you learn something every time. I guess it never came up, and I don't see it on your business card. Yeah. So I don't have a house down there, so I guess I never asked.
Someday, maybe.
Yeah, one day. But I know today what we want to sort of talk about is, you know, the three near misses, Irma, Jose, and Maria. We want to talk about wind and named storm deductibles. Wind deductible means all wind. You also want to talk about, like, 2% is common with a one-mile coast. I do want to talk about that, too, about, like, how close to the ocean and FEMA, if there are any changes in that. I did last week see Jim Cantwell. He was downstairs, and I told him that you were going to be on. He's very familiar with you. I think that maybe you've been on shows with Michael McNamara in the past. He had two engagements this evening, so he said if he did get a chance to break out that he would call us and maybe pipe in a little bit on that.
Great.
But the floods and sump pumps and what to expect on a large home claim, private adjusters, should you hire one? And then I think that common one too, Sin, all the time is about trees.
Oh,
so
yeah.
like if a tree in your neighbor's yard falls on your house or if your tree falls on their house, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Those are all the topics tonight. So if you have any questions, again, 781-837-4900. We are live tonight. We also have Mr. McNamara sitting back over there. All stretched
yes,
out.
Yeah, he I looks know.
Happy.
He's just chilling.
Happy, happy.
The microphone's not anywhere near him tonight.
I know. So Sean, where do you want to start? What are our important topics tonight?
Sure. So lately we've had a lot of clients come in the door and say, I want to review my policy because I'm not sure what I have. Nobody's looked at it in a long time. And let's take a good peek at it and see, you know, what if? What if one of these hurricanes hit us? What would I expect to pay out of my pocket? What would I expect the insurance to pay for? Mm-hmm. And most of the policies written here within a mile of the coast do have these wind deductibles. Some are called named storm, where it does have a name like Irma. Some are just straight wind deductible. So if we had a little nor'easter or a little microburst in your neighborhood and it blew down the trees, most of these policies have like a 2% wind deductible.
Okay.
And which that means is a lot of people think it's 2% of the claim amount. So if you had a $10,000 claim, okay, it's $2,000 in my pocket.
Yeah.
It really isn't. It's the value of the house. So if we have your house insured for $300,000, the deductible is $6,000.
That's good to know because, see, that's a little bit tricky.
Misleading, yeah.
And yeah. Nobody, yeah. Okay, you say misleading.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
So, well, I mean, if that's $6,000, and I mean, how much stuff do you have? You know what I mean? Like, how much damage do you really have? I mean, are you better off just paying for the damage?
Yeah.
Sometimes. It depends on what the depends on what that damage is.
Sure, if you don't want to report it, yes. But also, too, when you get rain and flooding and all this, you don't want mold to come up down the road. And then all of a sudden now you never report the claim. You really don't have something to fall back on.
Yep. Is that something that, you do tell people too, is like with the adjusters that come out that, I don't know, do you think that people get nervous just about having the adjusters out and that they're not going to, you know, give them the full potential of what's there? And now it's sort of like you can't make the decision after the fact, right? Like, oh, forget it. I don't want to go forward with the claim.
No, you can withdraw the claim.
You
definitely
can?
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
But on that note, Sharon, one of your points here is private adjusters. So should I or should I not? Because we're on that same point of adjusters,
yeah.
Right?
Sure.
I'd like to know about that because I...
Yeah, so that's another thing on the deductibles, too. That there are carriers in the state now that are riding right on the coast without a wind deductible.
Okay.
So that's one of the things, if this is a major concern of you when you were sitting in my office, I would say, let's look at a carrier. It might be a little bit more, might be the same price, but if that's a big worry of yours,
Can I throw some examples at you?
Sure.
Okay, as we talk about wind deductibles. Okay, so Jose didn't really touch us, right? But did we have some wind in some high seas or something, right, with Jose,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're in my oceanfront property. Pretend with me, Sam.
We're
neighbors.
I'm already drinking.
We're neighbors. We're having a glass of wine, and we decide to bring the party inside, and...
Yep.
The wind sort of picks up and a tree, trees are starting to fall or whatever, even just like branches. A branch gets picked up by the wind and it shoots right through a window, mm-hmm. sort of like your Dare story.
Sure.
So what is it covered? Is it not covered? What happens there?
Because you don't know where that branch came from.
Yeah.
It could have been your tree. It might not have been.
Yeah.
It could have been from a crazy neighbor.
Bottom line is it is a covered loss.
If
the wind blows and it goes through the house, yes, it's a covered loss.
Doesn't
matter where it came from.
Do I have to have a special deductible? I have to have wind on my policy?
It brings up a good point. It might be a covered loss, but let's figure out what the deductible is. If you do have a wind deductible and not a named storm, you would definitely pay that. If you just had a named storm deductible, you'd end up getting the full coverage. Just your normal deductible would apply.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was a named storm, that's why.
Because it's
Okay. Yeah. But if it's just
a windy night and something flies, your normal deductible applies. But again, you got to look at your policy and just see how it's written. Is it a named storm deductible,
mm-hmm.
or is it a an all wind deductible?
Sean, let's be honest here.
Yeah.
Am I ever looking at my pile?
Yeah.
Ever.
No.
Ever. Ever.
No, nobody looks at it.
Nobody does.
Until it's too
wind?
Close.
I don't ever remember seeing that 25 years
no.
ago.
No, and not wind? Only that, I'll be honest, Sean. I mean, you were saying, and one of the things I wrote down here is review the policy. And the reason why we met, I don't even know where we initially met, and we had different insurance companies, somebody that Mark had been with for years and years. No offense to that company, but no one ever said, hey, let's review it. And you took it over, and I remember we saved thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you went with a good local company too.
Yeah.
meaning the carrier was
the carrier.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that you're good. We tell everybody that. That's why we send people there. But, like, how often do you suggest that people do review their stuff? Because I'm letting you know I don't review it. I think that you do.
We look at it annually.
Well,
annually,
I get something in the mail that says, hey, this is what you're. Homeowner houses insured for if this happens and if this happens, like they, my deductibles and, do I want to change anything because maybe the value of my property went up or something like that, that loss which covers everything that's inside the house and whatever all that is. Don't know. And I just call them and go, so what do you think? Like, really, I do. I go, so what do you, because I don't know, is that enough? Like, I just want to make sure I'm covered because you know it's going to happen to me when I'm not covered enough. But as far as, the details that never comes up
and do you think most people are like that? I mean, are we just sort of naive? I mean, I'll be honest, I just put my trust in you because I do trust you. That's why you're here across the table with us tonight, but how many people just really don't know?
Well, you tell them and it might be 2 or 3 years later and then they don't, I remember you. Oh, yeah, exactly.
I remember that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What if it's 25?
What if it's 25?
I don't remember that 25-year-old conversation.
It's worth a look. Yeah, maybe you should bring over the bring.
Right.
Let him look everything over.
I know. I got a kid in college right now. It'd kind of be a bummer for me to write a check for, six to,
if
the house is valued at $800,000, it's a $16,000 deductible. It's something that would be unplanned.
Yeah.
All
right. That's so smart. That example that you just gave, it was $800,000. You would have to pay $16,000. That's if you have the wind deductible or if you don't have it.
If you had the wind deductible.
What if you don't have it?
It's a separate wind. If you don't have it, that's great. Then your normal deductible applies. So you probably have $1,000 or $2,500.
Oh. Then why would I bother getting it?
I was just going to,
thank you. Well, a lot of carriers will say, a lot of people come to me and say, hey, what's the best price I can get? Well, I have a policy with a wind deductible. I don't recommend it, but here's the price. And they fall in love with the price. So don't fall in love with the price. Fall in love with the coverage.
Okay, so it's less for when you have the wind deductible on there.
Yep, they know they're going to write a check for a lot less.
Oh, I see.
Up front.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm with you now.
I am so.
But you can't. A lot of these carriers, you can't go back to them and say, "Please remove that wind deductible. I'm gladly pay more." They just don't offer it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It depends really if they have a bucket in New England. If they owned a lot of the coastal properties now, the bucket's full. They don't
want
to.
Yeah, they don't want more.
Yeah, they don't want more wind exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what will happen to, I mean, because it's a good scenario, I mean, what happened down south, I mean, is it going to, if something like that happened up here, I mean, do they just drop people? I know, like, my insurance had gotten dropped before.
Well, usually it's an act
of
God.
Not when it wasn't with you, but I mean.
It's usually an act of God, and if it hasn't happened in 10 years,
yeah,
they'll be good.
Yeah.
They should be good, yeah. If you're one of those, that's a good point, because if you jump around every year chasing the best price,
yeah,
you might not get that same type of treatment.
Oh.
Everyone tells me that they do get dropped, and I did have, you might not even remember, my house was struck by lightning.
Oh, I remember that.
Do you remember
that? You lost all your electronics?
It went right through every single electronic and everything. So it was about $39,000.
Wow.
They didn't drop me. They didn't even raise my anything. I mean, I have my cars, my house, my dad's house. Like, everything is insured through them. But I was waiting because I'm like, what am I going to do now? Because I've always had them forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing. And they paid it. And nothing happened.
Mm.
The sky didn't fall.
And I mean, thank goodness, though. Think about replacing $39,000 worth of electronics. I mean, I would guess that most people don't have $39,000.
No.
What would we do without four TVs?
I mean, it could add up quick. Washers and dryers. Almost everything has electronics in it.
It was everything. The refrigerators. We have like an in-law. So it was two, and it was like 11 televisions.
Garage door openers.
Yeah.
That's usually the first thing to go is a garage door
openers. Everything.
Yeah. Wow.
Everything went. But so, but I just want to, because we will forget, or I will forget, on that note, so we're still at Sharon's party having a great time.
Okay.
But the tree, it's not a limb. It's not a branch.
It's a whole tree?
It's the whole tree, but it's her neighbor's.
Oh.
Hmm.
I do want to know, because is that, and it goes in her house.
What about if it knocks over the fence, fence?
Yeah,
my
maybe
neighbor's.
Maybe it doesn't touch it. Well, you know, either or, it touches her fence and her house. Whose insurance? Because I've heard many different stories.
It's
never
occurred,
but I just wonder really what is the truth about
usually
that.
In the heat of the moment, both neighbors are going at it. They're yelling at each other. And that's not what you want to do. You just want to call your agent. Your agent's going to do the subrogation side or your carrier. If the tree falls down, it's just an act of God. The only thing I've seen is that if the tree was rotted and it's been dead for years and you say, you know, you wrote the neighbor a letter, please have that tree removed or pruned back, that's another story. But basically, the insurance carriers look at it. If the tree falls from one yard to the next and does a lot of damage, everybody just goes to their own insurance and pays.
Mm-hmm.
And even the removal of the tree, you basically take your boundary line, draw a line right through that tree. You're responsible for the tree portion on your half. They're responsible on their half.
Really?
Yeah. So it's really just about airspace. You own the airspace, tree space.
Do you
anything that crosses over into your property is yours.
That must be hard, like, to stay neighborly like that, though. I mean, because I think about, you know, if your next door neighbor is, you know, a single mom that doesn't have the money to remove the tree or something like that, then, you know what I mean?
Maybe
I guess if you're a good neighbor, you would move
or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got home a couple of years ago from golf at 11 o'clock at night after golf
11
dinner.
11 o'clock at night? You
golf
golfing?
Dinner,
golfing?
Maybe a
okay.
Maybe a beverage.
Okay.
And then we,
that was a long day.
My wife
day.
Goes, you better go see the neighbor because our huge, you know, 80-foot tree just fell into the neighbor's living room.
Oh, my goodness.
Went right through it. $250,000 worth of damage to the guy's living room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No
so
subrogation.
He went through his insurance company, right?
He went to his.
And what did you go to yours? Did you go to yours?
I didn't
at all?
Have to because nothing really happened.
But did he get penalized, or did his policy go up because he had a $250,000 claim that had nothing to do with him? Sorry if your neighbor's listening, but I would be mad at you because now I am.
Did
this
premium
the price.
Go up? Yeah.
Yeah, because he has to have his house fixed, which maybe he needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's not a bad thing. But
pay the deductible? Did he have to pay the deductible and everything, right?
He did have
right.
to pay the deductible, yeah.
So I don't know that I like the answers that you're telling me.
It actually worked out
I'm
really well.
All my trees down.
Yeah.
No.
You know, part of when they were adjusting the loss, they looked around and this particular carrier offered, hey, look, we're going to pay. Part of the process is we're going to pay for a tree expert to come in and give her a little review of your whole property. And they recommended certain branches and limbs be cut down and they never dropped them, never raised the rates.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know because that would be yeah, upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, we did have the deductible, but this particular carrier, if the claim goes over $50,000, they waive the deductible.
Oh, okay.
It's a very high-end carrier, mm-hmm. and they just don't. And he ended up doing very well on it, and he was very happy.
If he had asked you to pay the deductible, would you have? Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no,
anything,
good question. Yeah,
because I'm wondering if a neighbor would come up and say, hey, I have a $2,000
I have your
deductible,
tree in my living room.
And now I have to claim it under my insurance and get everything fixed, and I'm out of, you know, watching television or walking through my house until everything is fixed. I have a $2,000, $1,500 deductible. It doesn't matter. If someone approached you, what would you do?
I would probably, just to be neighborly, is offer it up. I mean, I guess he could take me to small claims court to file for the $2,500 deductible he had.
Then you have to live.
But then it becomes an insurance loss on my end. It's a liability thing on my end. You know, it's kind of the privilege of owning a house. It's also the downfall of owning the house. You do have, when you have a loss, you have a deductible. It's not going to be 100% covered. And people generally know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that with your neighbor, I mean, at least, I mean, if you were my neighbor and it happened to me, I'd be like, well, I'm sort of glad he's an insurance guy. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
When you need insurance, hopefully he had his insurance with you too. Did he? No.
Yeah, no, it's funny. He did not. And now he's a client.
No, good.
Yeah,
perfect.
He came over to me.
That worked out well.
It really worked out well.
I mean, seriously,
yeah.
You got your tree down.
We're actually good friends. Yeah.
You got your tree down. I mean.
And actually, he paid for the takeaway and removal because it was right on the border and the whole thing went to his side.
So. Oh, my gosh. Your wife's out there pushing it in the windstorm.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm only kidding, neighbor. I'm only kidding. So it's been a long day for me, actually. So what are some of the other things? I know you come up with some crazy, you have a lot of serious things to do, but a lot of crazy claims that come through.
Yeah, and it's in my end, it's great when the claim gets paid and exceeds the customer's, you know, expectations. It's disappointing when somebody says, geez, I thought I had coverage there and I did not. And that's where, you know, that's the downside of my career as well. So, but.
Well, I mean, it is our responsibility as a homeowner to do our own due diligence. I mean, Cindy and I both openly said, you know, I get a big package every year too, and I'm sure it tells me to do something. I don't even open it. I stick it in my
exactly.
You want to hear that, right? I just file it. No, I'm just assuming
it's overwhelming. It's thick, and you just don't even, you know, you just hope that. So, do you ever go through the policies and seriously? I mean, you have to have hundreds and hundreds, but do you ever say, hey, this client, maybe I should call him because he might need this now? Because when their policies are as old as some of ours are.
Yeah, and a couple things, too, is the house insured to value? That's the biggest one.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you explain all that to people, too? Because that's what I was just going to ask you is, what do you do as the market is increasing or as the market is decreasing? Do, like, the amount that you're insuring go up and down with that.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, you know, I just bought a house for $800,000. I want my, you know, the insurance has to be at $800,000. I say, no, we're just covering the house. If something happens to that house, what's the cost to take it away, demolish, take the whole thing away, put it into a dumpster, and put a brand new version up there in a relatively quick time frame?
Right, because a good portion of what you're paying in taxes and all of that is the land. And
the land And the way the house
change.
Is assessed, it's actually assessed on a actual cash value, so it's depreciated. So my guess is if you had a total loss, you don't want a used house, right? You want a brand new version.
Right,
So that's more expensive than what the assessment typically is with the town.
And you wouldn't be able to, I mean, if you have a house that was built in 1998, I mean, and the whole thing has to come down, you can't replace that house for that amount of money, right?
No, yeah. Not.
And then when insurance is paying and they're trying to get you back in the house, they don't get the same rate as, say, you and I, we were shopping it around and we had, you know, 2 years to put this thing together to build a house. They go quick, and it's actually, when they know insurance is paying, they don't get the same rates as typical, you know, a homeowner would that's putting it out with three separate bids.
Okay.
Because they're also paying while you're out of the house. They're paying your rental.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's the other part of this. So they're trying to get you back in your house as soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they will pay a premium for it. Most of them will.
Yep. Let me ask you another question, and this is like sort of sad, but let's just say with that same scenario about wind and things like that, and a tree comes down and it, a branch or whatever, and it, you know, hits a person and it hurts a person. You know what I mean? Like, how is something like that covered?
Yeah, that's liability. And that person would have to claim you were negligent. You did something wrong.
Okay.
You didn't trim the trees. You didn't do this. You didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean,
it's kind of tough on a live tree if a tree fell and did a lot of damage.
During a windstorm.
Yeah. I know my mother's house, my mother's car was parked in a driveway and her neighbor's tree smashed the hood of the car. My mother goes to her insurance, gets the car repaired, less the deductible.
Yeah.
And her insurance actually paid for the takeaway of the tree.
Okay.
The neighbor didn't know anything.
So if a tree falls on your car, you go not through your homeowners, you go through your car insurance.
Auto's always auto.
No matter what. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why we're so stunned. If the car goes through the house, then what do you do? That was a good question, Mark. Come up to the microphone.
Did the house hit the car or the car hit the house?
Yeah. No, but I mean, that does happen a lot. I mean, look
people
at...
People drive through people's houses.
They hit their house. And businesses and stuff like that. So is that what
is that car insurance to
fix
the house?
Yeah, your car insurance would do the house. Exactly. Oof. As long as the person in that car had your permission to use it or was one of the drivers on your policy.
Okay.
So
I don't know.
Someone stole the car.
No, I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is that just drove through my house.
Oh, and then they took off?
Nope, they're stuck in the house.
Oh. they invite them in for dinner?
They just ruined the dinner table.
Yeah.
But are they...
It would be their car insurance.
They're in car insurance paying for my house that they've just...
And they're in your car?
Nope.
No, they're in their car.
Okay, yeah. I don't know who they are.
So their insurance pays it. It's funny, if they were driving your car into the house, your personal insurance would pay.
Of course it would, and that would be my...
But they would get the surcharge points on their license.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're jumping all over the
place. I know, we're jumping around quite a bit.
I'm just thinking of like all of these different scenarios and everything,
what
but
is,
I'm sort of liking it though because
right?
it's like rapid fire.
Oh,
and
fine.
Because these things really
happen. They do happen.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, so what are some of the other things that you wanted to talk
things?
About, like with flood insurance and all that? Let's talk about water.
All right, water. So we had a lot of flooding, a lot of rain lately. A lot of people had seepage, they call it, where seepage kind of you know, water was piling up in the corner where the downspout was pointed, and it just went down to my finished basement and did a lot
of
damage.
Well, last week we had Gutter Monkeys on. Cindy owned and her husband owned South Shore Gutter Monkeys, and we talked about that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So here's another scenario. I think I know this would be a regular slip and fall, but like with those gutters coming down, and then in the winter that water freezes, and it's a slip and fall. So that would just be covered under liability, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely, yeah. And there's no deductible liability.
Oh, there isn't?
No, nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Who knew?
But anyways, a lot of people, so flood insurance really covers, and I wish every homeowner's policy included flood coverage, but flood is actually water that moves across the surface and then drops into your space.
Okay.
Okay. It's so not seepage.
No insurance covers seepage, yeah.
Say that again, no insurance?
No insurance covers seepage, so anything that just comes in like, say, the high water table and you have a crack in your foundation, it fills up the basement, does a lot of damage. It's considered seepage, and flood insurance, if you had a flood policy, it doesn't cover it. If you had a homeowner's policy, it doesn't cover it. Yeah.
At all.
Nothing.
So you're
now,
not covered.
There is one caveat, though. If you have a sub pump, I know in New England we have tons of sub pumps in basements.
Yeah.
If the sub pump failed or couldn't keep up with it, or there was a power outage and the sub pump didn't work, a lot of the policies they have, it's called backup of sewer and drains.
Oh, okay.
So one of my questions now, if you're a new client, I said, do you have a sub pump in your basement? Great, we're going to add that backup and sewer and drains.
Well, that's really good then. I mean, because I have a house, I have actually a few houses when they end up putting in a sump pump, and it's just more for preventative.
Preventative,
you know,
exactly.
That they don't,
it's a
you
good
know,
thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So that's something definitely, I mean, we don't have one, but this is good for people to know that they should probably call you at some point, too. Like if we put in a sump pump, I mean, we put in a, what was that thing we just put in? That's a big machine in our basement.
The humidifier?
The dehumidifier thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
we just did that because it was smelling a little musty and everything, and I don't want mold. I mean, I see what that can do, so so do I get a break on my insurance?
For a dehumidifier?
It's a big commercial
one.
Commercial grade.
It's a big one.
Is it?
It's huge.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No.
My skin will get wrinkly if
I
come over there for very long.
I know. Yeah, I'm trying to bring it the other way. Anyways. So, all right. Well, that's very interesting because I do think that I mean, that is really a bummer, though, if you have seepage coming up and you have a finished basement and then it's not covered
at all.
So nothing will ever cover that ever. There's nothing you could add. Seepage,
but if we can tie it back to a sub pump not doing its job, then you can pick up
no
the coverage.
Pump.
And then the next question will be is how much sub pump coverage do I have? Most carriers give you $5,000 or $10,000.
Yeah.
Other carriers give you the full limit to the policy.
Oh, really?
So, yes, I got a sub pump. All right, well, how much coverage do you think? How much damage could it do if that thing failed? That'd be your next question.
Yeah, I mean, but finished basements. I mean, people are doing a really nice job on these finished basements right now.
60,000, 70,000.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
right. And so,
I'm shocked right now.
I know, right? But the sump pump, does it matter whether it has battery backup or not?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, because you lose power, your sump pump's just going to fail.
It's going to fail eventually.
But
even
if
you have
battery
backup, it's going to last a little longer. But what if you're out of power for a week?
Yeah. I'm moving to your house. I'm, sure
gonna, no. I'm moving That's to the neighbor's house. The neighbor just had the renovation.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? Yeah. But what about, okay, so now we're close to the ocean here, you know, with Marshfield and Scituate and coastal, you know, you do a lot in Cohasset and everything. So water rises up and then flows into your house. That's going to be covered if you have flood insurance.
Because it's going across the surface.
Exactly.
And then drops working its way down. It's not something that's caused from a downspout or
coming up.
So, coming up out of the
ground. If you're in a B, C, or X zone, you can get a standard regular flood policy. There is a 30-day wait unless it's required by the mortgage company, which it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
So there is a 30-day wait. We had people calling for flood insurance and, you know, the storm's coming up the coast.
Oh, really?
So you can buy it, but it's not going to work for this storm.
Oh, yeah. So. They're like, yeah, we'll put that on hold.
Exactly.
They know. So what about, here's one more scenario. Cindy and I are at our beachfront property.
Mm-hmm. And it's ours. We're so excited about that.
Well, we're neighbors.
Oh, we each have one?
Yeah, we each have one.
I like that even better.
But, okay, so a big storm comes, but I mean, did you hear about the way that they were talking about some of these waves? So a 15-foot wave just comes over and crashes on top of the house, mm-hmm. and now water comes in the windows and breaks all the windows. It didn't come across the surface, though, right? It just, like, smashed into the house.
It did. It came across the ocean, across your yard, into the house. So that would definitely be flood.
Okay,
perfect. I had a big one in 2015 down in Scituate where the waves were hitting the house. There was actually rocks in the upstairs. Oh. And what happened is I called the flood adjuster and I called the home insurance adjuster, and they got together and they determined the upstairs was wind damage, the downstairs was flood, and they shared in the loss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so that was nice. Yeah, well, they worked together, right?
Yeah, they worked together to get it done.
Perfect.
And the homeowner was thrilled.
That's great.
That's how.
Can you imagine just being in your...
No.
Let's pick a sandy location. We're not picking ones with big boulders coming through our house.
There was rocks in this guy's bed on the second floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Big boulders.
Do you take pictures of that stuff? That's so interesting. Do you go and look at it?
Oh, yeah. Up there, and the wife's crying, and everyone's having
no.
a... You know, you're just trying to bring some calmness.
Calm.
Yeah, you got to bring some peace to the thing. That's all people want half the time. Is, you know, just somebody there to tell me, what can I expect?
I do know. I mean, Sean, you're like one pulse short of being flatlined. You're like, I'm still calm all the time. Like, I literally was going through this big scenario with Casey, who's, let's just face it, 23 tomorrow, right?
Right.
The process we had to go through because Casey, I don't want to call. Can you make sure you call? Like, just to change an address on a registration.
Yeah, so she could get a parking permit.
Yeah, so she could get a parking because now she has a Boston sticker. But she also has the parking space. Let's just go there. Yeah. Anyways, I digress.
And how often do you think she goes out in that car? Just saying.
I know. She walks to school, which is the good news.
I heard something the other day. It was on the news. It said if you drive less than 10,000 miles a year, you can do... It's much cheaper to do an Uber or a Lyft or one of those companies. Mm. You'd save money.
Yeah. So. Uber. Do you know what now Uber has? Uber Eats. Have you heard about that, Larry? Uber Eats. So when we're moving Casey into her apartment,
Food to you?
They Uber, yeah.
If
wow. So, like, if
Bertucci's doesn't deliver.
If Bertucci's doesn't deliver, there's now Uber Eats. I did
we didn't invent that.
Class today on millennials, too, by the way, millennial marketing, which was so interesting. So, yeah, our world is changing. You know what was really interesting about the millennials, by the way, is one of the things that we were talking about is, you know, people have all these bad things to say about our millennials, right? That they're instant gratification, they want everything now, they're lazy, they don't want to work, all these things. It's actually quite the opposite. They're very, very smart and they're very, very loyal. Mm-hmm. And when they are looking for real estate agents, they are entrusting us to teach, you know, to introduce us to the best of the best as well. So this new generation, 35% of these people are going to be the ones purchasing homes in the next 12 months. They're actually taking our referrals not for granted. But for you to sit down and explain this to us, listen, I'm almost a 50-year-old woman. I've had insurance for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And why am I still shocked by some of this? We talk about it every time you're on the show, right? I know.
And you most likely at almost 50 forget every time that you've talked about this.
Yeah,
it's like
I know.
50 first dates. Yeah. It's all over, new again to Sharon.
It's all new.
We always say our worst client is the one that's closing on the house Friday. Just tell me what you need. Get it done. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Wait. You know, I didn't realize you had an $18,000 diamond ring. I didn't realize you had, you know. Those scare me the most.
Oh, the ones that, I should probably update some other stuff now that I think about it.
It's expensive.
We went to Tiffany's for my anniversary, so I have to put some stuff on there.
It's expensive to do that, though.
Yeah,
it's for jewelry, it's about $12 a thousand.
Oh, that's not bad.
And there's no deductible. There's
well, with your
it covers
jewelry.
The image. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It was like more than my mortgage payment. Like, okay, well, we're not insuring that. Yeah. We're not insuring that.
Put it in the vault.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, so anything else you want to talk about the flood? Like some of anything, any like other good stories?
Well, I just think that a lot of people, with all the stuff and the weather problems going on, you know, what do you think is going to happen if you have a loss? It's kind of fun to talk about a little bit. You know, what do you think will happen if the house burned to the ground tomorrow? What mm-hmm. would you kind of went through a large claim. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. do you expect them to come in with a white horse and hand you a check for the full amount? Or mm-hmm. do you say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to get $20,000 to start, and when I show receipts, I'll get another $20,000, and then mm-hmm. I'll get another $20,000. Or do you want to get paid in full right up front?
It's really, I mean, here's the thing is, I mean, we're sort of kidding around a little bit, but when you do have some type of catastrophe in your home, it's really serious. And Cindy and I have talked before, and I think that this was before I was with you, Sean, that I was, you know, sterilizing baby bottles. And I know everyone's heard the story before. Again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And we have Sean Cunning here from Sullivan Garrity Donnelly Insurance, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions, and I know a lot of our listeners on the South Shore have questions about these storms and their insurance policies. Sean is the best of the best, I promise you. But when we had that, I was sterilizing bottles. They don't have to do that anymore. But I was talking to Cindy, and I forgot about the bottles. And they burnt. And burnt nipples and plastic
rubber and
rubber yeah. and the stove was on fire, and I called Mark, and he's like, did you call the fire department? And I was like, nope, let me hang up with you and I'll call the fire department.
We were sleep deprived. We had little ones.
The kids with babies. I mean, Mackenzie was literally an infant, and so was Kimmy. But that process was not fun at all. No. I'll tell you, my whole entire house was filled with smoke and soot and
black
rubber
everywhere.
And black.
Yeah.
And
the smell.
Just this rubbery feeling. Do you remember that, Mark? We had to move into a hotel for some time, right? For a few nights at least. We had the two little kids.
Yeah.
And then we had to have like a company come in to wipe everything down. It was never the same.
Mm-mm.
Paint all of our walls. Mm-hmm. It is not fun. Wash all of our clothes.
Yeah.
I mean,
the
there is a lot.
Everything was black. So it adhered to everything.
It wasn't just soot. It was rubber and
plastic.
It was
plastic. Awful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, we sort of laugh and kid about these things, but like it's disastrous if something like this happens to you. Of course, you don't want it to. So,
yeah.
I mean, do you cover things that, like, if people, like, put a candle on and forget about it? Like, I mean.
People
absolutely.
Must do that.
Yeah.
That's a very common loss.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right now, too, after you buy a policy, within 60 days, typically there's going to be an inspector that comes to the house to evaluate the house. Say, oh, I see you use a lot of candles, or wow, you got a lot of limbs that hang over your house. You're going to have to trim those back. We have somebody that just bought a house in Cohasset, and they had to put a new roof on. They did not realize that. They said, geez, our inspection service said it was fine. But when the insurance company came, they saw some buckled shingles, and they wanted it fixed. And yeah, they ended up having to put a new roof on that they did not plan on.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, what they wanted you to do is patch it, but it would never match. It was a wooden roof.
Yeah, so at that time,
But
I know now I'm very familiar, too, Sean, with, you know, when we're working as a listing agent, because I do a lot of listings, that a lot of times they will come to me with a form from their insurance company asking, you know, the homeowner to fill out this form from the insurance company, asking questions like, what is the age of the roof? What is this? What is that? You know, all of those items. So I would not want to wait until you already own the house.
I know. You know, a month later. I don't know what's going to happen behind the scenes, but.
Yeah. I mean, and besides that, I mean,
your
policy.
And it was a wooden roof, too. I mean, cedar shingle.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
So that had to be.
Did they do another wood roof,
50,
I wonder?
60.
Good question. They're putting it on right now. I didn't see. Yeah. I saw them stripping it the other day.
Could you update us on that?
Sure.
Yeah. I know. All right. Well, we're listening. Yeah. You're listening to Talk Real Estate, and we're listening to Sean Cunning from Sullivan Garrity Donnelly again. As I said, if you're looking for someone just to review your all of your insurance, that's what Mark and I did years ago, and you did such a very good, thorough job for us. I mean, we give your cards. I actually need to get more of your cards, by the way, like a stack of them to our clients. And you are located in the Cohasset office, and the phone number there is 781-236-6101. Is sort of the direct number over there. So if people need to get in touch with you, they can. And what do you do? Would you just have them give you some information over the phone if they wanted a review? I think that this is a really good thing. Review your policy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the easiest, fastest thing, especially for the millennials, I'll say, scan a copy of what you have.
Yeah.
Let me take a look at it. I'm going to do a spreadsheet exactly what you have in column one, and here's some options to look at, columns two, three, and four.
And, you know, recently I did have a client who purchased a house in Marshfield. Remember, I had told you that, and we had given them your card and your information, and we asked them. You know, we always suggest, but we can't force. They already had a connection with somebody, that they were already sort of working with and everything. But I said to Sean, you know what, I just feel it's my due diligence with a house this price and everything. Would you mind just putting together, like, a simple quote just so I can at least forward it over to them, and at least they've made their decision from there. Mm-hmm. So we did do that, and we forwarded it over. I think they sort of committed at that other time, but at least they have it in front of them.
Exactly.
So if they want to change, that they can always do
right.
that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that's a good idea for people to do.
And something to mention too about this, when we're getting a quote, I might use the same carrier for all four different people, but I'll get four different quotes back for the same carrier. And the reason why is now they're looking at credit score. They're looking at, they're calling score, and they're using a 25-point checklist to determine, past claims, driving record, credit score. They determine, they have a rating model that says, if you have a low credit score, you're probably not maintaining your house. If you're paying your bills late, you're less likely to clean the gutters
this
year.
Well, I mean, I have heard that before. I did a radio show one time on Michael's show, and we were talking to somebody, and they use your credit score for a lot of things because they're figuring if you're not, diligent enough to pay your bills on time, then that's why they're using credit score. I think it's actually maybe a good, measure.
But I don't see great credit.
Where's the correlation?
No claims. I still pay a lot of insurance for my cars. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't see the benefit for those of us that really, and knock on wood, have no accidents, no claims, no nothing. We're still paying premiums.
Yeah, a fair amount. No, it's interesting, though. You go to other states and you kind of compare our rates to others. They're actually pretty competitive. You look at states like Florida. Your car might be $900 here a year to insure. $2,500 down there.
Wow.
Why?
I said, why? What's up with the weather? It's better down there. Everything's better. They said, no, they have a lot of uninsured drivers. You have a lot of senior drivers.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of accidents.
And there are
and then they can't subrogate. So even though you might be an A driver, you get hit. They want to be able to go out after that other guy's car to get reimbursed.
Wow. Do you ever drive around Fort Myers? There's a lot of eye doctor things around because they can't see down there. They're all right.
So I did not
I think
notice.
That's a good thing. So, I mean, we literally only have 4 minutes left. So, Larry, can you do me a favor? I really just want to play Sean's commercial. Can you do that? Just Sullivan Garrity's commercial and then nothing else. And then we'll just come back. I just want to make sure that we get that in there. Can we do that? All right. We'll be right back.
Sullivan, Garrity & Donnelly Insurance is a full-service insurance agency offering a wide range of financial and insurance services. At SG&D, we have access to the strongest and most respected insurance and financial markets available to meet our personal and commercial insurance needs. Since 1922, we take pride in our commitment to providing unparalleled service at competitive prices. With more than 8 decades of experience and our ability to meet the complex insurance needs of today, we create the best solutions for our customers personally and professionally. We have convenient offices throughout Massachusetts, including Cohasset, Chatham, and Worcester. Please visit our website at sgdins.com or call 1-800-287-8501. Sullivan, Garrity, and Donnelly Insurance is a proud member of the Assure Alliance Group.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford and Sean Cunning. And I'm really, really happy, Sean, that you were able to sort of change your schedule for me last minute there because I was really interested, especially with all these storms coming up. And I was just curious if it was going to do anything to people out there. 781-837-4900. We only have a few minutes left. But again, if you do want to get in touch with Sean and you want to talk to him about FEMA maps, I know a lot of times, Sean, I am reaching out to you when I have a client that is near a river or a pond, or because these are the weirdest little things that are coming up, like the Herring Brook in Pembroke, and sometimes they do need flood insurance. And I know FEMA has been making a lot of changes. Again, I cannot recommend you more than I do. I think that you're the best of the best. 781-236-6101 is Sean's direct number. Is that right?
Yes,
to the office?
That'll go right there. You can call anytime. You can call now. Leave a message. I'll call you back in the morning.
All right, perfect. And it's Sean.Cunning at sgdins.com. And we'll put all this information on bostonconnect.com so you can get all that information. And maybe it's just time to have a quick review and make sure that you are covered, because I don't think the people who got destroyed in, you know, well, maybe Key West, I don't think they expected it to be as bad as it is. You just want to make sure that you're covered, right?
Yep, exactly.
So, well, one of the things we want to touch upon, we literally have a minute left, but private adjusters, sure. Pros, cons, literally 1 minute left.
Yeah, it just seems like whenever you have a large loss, these private adjusters come out of the woodwork. Some bring a valuable service, some do not. So basically a private adjuster is, it's an adjuster that works for, on your behalf only.
Yep.
They will work with the carrier's adjuster to mitigate the loss, to get you as most money as possible. Their claim is, hey, look, we're going to charge you 10% of the entire claim. That's their fee.
Yeah.
But we're going to get you more money at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So people always ask me, should I sign up? Should I not sign up? And,
yeah.
You know, I have a lot of private adjuster friends. And
yeah,
I always say, let the claim go its course. If it's not going well, then hire them.
Then let's deal with it then. Well, I won't lie. Mark gets a lot of phone calls from people and says, hey, will you give me a fake bill that says this amount because I'm going through insurance? And Mark's like, no, thank you. I'm all set. I'm not willing to lose my license for somebody. Thank you so much, Larry. Thank you so much. This time just flew by. Again, if you want some more information about insurance, call us at 781-826-8000. We'll be sure to connect you directly with Sean Cunning from Sullivan Garrity Donnelly. He is in the Cohasset office. Cindy, how can people get in touch with you?
781-367-4419.
Perfect. And you can call or text me, 781-294-4848, bostonconnect.com. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
Have a great night.